Only a Game is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston. The program is made possible by your financial support. Please pledge online at WBUR.org. Additional support comes from the Jackson Laboratory, researching the root causes of cancer and other genetic diseases, designated a cancer center by the National Cancer Institute, JAX.org.
This cage.
Baseball camp is about baseball, of course, which means every camper gets a turn in the batting cage, and they all get advice.
And keep your weight back because curveballs are going to be coming at you instead of away.
The instructor on Tuesday afternoon at a baseball camp in western Massachusetts is Michaela Seiler, a former Little League All-Star who pitches for a high school team in Florida. The hitter with whom she's working is a 13-year-old named Jackie, who's come to the camp from Toronto and who has to like at least some of what her coach has to say.
It's all there. She's just got to get it all on point, going at the same time. And once she gets that, I mean, she'll be hitting way farther than she's been. And she's already knocking the crap out of the ball. She's still a little off with her swing, and as long as she, you know, gets the key points down, she's going to be phenomenal at bat.
Michaela Seiler knows whereof she speaks. She's been playing baseball since early childhood. By the time she was 12, she was playing it well enough to join a girls' team that traveled to Australia for a series of games under the auspices of an organization called Baseball for All, the same organization running the camp where Michaela is coaching. Like most of the girls at the camp, she learned the game on a boys' team, and it was a challenge.
You're the only girl on a whole team of boys, and you got to work 10 times harder, and you have to be on your best behavior because all they want to do is to push you down because you're going against what people normally know, and they don't like that. So a lot of the times you just it's hard to keep fighting when everyone else is telling you to stop fighting.
Many of the ball players at this camp are the only girls on their teams back home, but some of them are less challenged in that circumstance than Michaela Seiler has been. Trinity Gonzalez flew to Massachusetts with her mom from 29 Palms, California, where Trinity, who is 11, is the only girl on her travel team. She's a catcher, and she's good enough so that each time the team's best pitcher starts, he wants Trinity behind the plate.
Well, we're best friends, and we've been playing together since I was 5 and he was 6 years old. And we started a travel ball team, so we play year-round together. And I was just the catcher the whole time.
And boy, with all that catcher's equipment on, you must nearly disappear. You're not very big. How tall are you?
I'm 4'8".
4'8". How'd you pick catcher?
Well, I tried all the positions when I was little, and I didn't like any of them. So the only one I didn't try was catcher, and I really liked it because you get to see what's going on and stuff.
As Trinity stepped in for her turn in the batting cage, I spoke with her mother, Leslie, who's 100% behind her daughter's determination to stay with baseball rather than shift to softball, as girls are so often pressured to do.
You know, they want it just as bad as the boys, so I feel if they have the skill and can get it done, what's the difference?
Leslie Gonzalez has another daughter who plays on her high school softball team and a son who was drafted by the Marlins. An advantage, I'd think, for an 11-year-old catcher, no matter that catcher's gender.
He works with her a lot and her dad works with her a lot. He coaches her travel ball team and stuff, so we'll see.
That's great.
Let them take it as far as they can.
Besides instruction in hitting, fielding, base running, and the various other skills associated with the game, campers learn something about baseball's sometimes arcane rules. On the afternoon of my visit, there was a seminar on the balk.
Now, if the pitcher gets the ball, they might still want to trick the runner, right? Okay? Say the pitcher has the ball.
Eventually, a veteran umpire named Barry Barber figured that maybe it was time for a seventh-inning stretch in this seminar. She hauled out her guitar, and suddenly the summer baseball camp began to sound a lot like, well, just summer camp.
Strikes.
following day, the campers got on a bus and headed for Boston, where they'd get a late afternoon tour of Fenway Park. But first, there was baseball to be played. The girls associated with Baseball for All spread out over two diamonds to play with and against a group of boys attending a baseball camp at Massachusetts Institute of Technology. Among the most interested observers was Justine Siegel, who founded Baseball for All a decade ago. She said she'd been asking the campers to tell her about what they liked best in the program.
They say two things. One is the friends they're making, and the second is they like playing against the boys.
On the first play of the game I was watching, one of the boys cracked a sharp grounder to third, where one of the Baseball for All campers fielded the ball and fired it to first, beating the runner by several steps. I asked Justine Siegel whether male hitters put out by girls or male pitchers who gave up hits to female batters were still likely to hear about it from their teammates.
Yeah, I think it's still set up in the culture, but most of that is adult-driven, and the kids, you gain their respect pretty quickly. So once the adults sort of keep their own fears out, the kids just respect each other's ball players and want to go have fun.
And maybe she's right. As I watched that game on Wednesday afternoon, I found that I was paying less attention to the genders of the players and more attention to how well they were playing, which, according to Justine Siegel, is a big part of what Baseball for All is about.
You know, that's my goal. My goal is that this is no longer a news story and girls and boys are playing baseball. It's our national pastime, and to me, it's the greatest game on earth.
The campers at Baseball for All no doubt agree, and many of them will return from camp to the teams on which they are the only girls, secure in the conviction that lots of other Michaelas and Justines, Trinities and Jackies share that opinion. My story about the girls playing ball under the auspices of Baseball for All will be featured on this week's program. We'll also have a story about an attempt to honor some of the Negro League players whose graves have gone unmarked for decades, and we'll learn the identity of that pitcher with the great speed ball in Bruce Springsteen's Glory Days. Hint, even though I, too, grew up in New Jersey, it wasn't me. We'll be examining the impact of Yao Ming's retirement on China, and of course we'll be updating the NFL's latest crossing of T's and dotting of I's. So join us, and remember, you can always listen to the program at onlyagame.org.